This is The Game, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kit Branch.
LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers are still playing, hanging on to dear life, back up against the wall, came out and showed the world what they were made of. This is The Game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Showed the world what they made of. Okay,
chips are down. Do what you got
to
do.
They didn't have a choice, man. They had to come out and act like they wanted to play. They played good last night.
That was a game that they came out and they were physical. They showed how badly they wanted. They outwheeled the Golden State Warriors last night.
They didn't have a choice but to outwheel the Golden State Warriors, or they're swinging the golf clubs this morning.
I'm just saying, where the chips are down and you had to get it done, they found a way.
Well, they need to find three more ways here in the upcoming week.
They're going to be, I'm going, write this down. The Cleveland Cavaliers are going to be the first team in NBA history.
Why do you do this to yourself?
To come back from a 3-0 deficit.
Okay, let's go through the last two or three weeks of this show. Okay. We had NBA Finals segments starting 2 weeks ago.
Right.
The Cavs are going to sweep the Golden State Warriors. Okay.
You said that. Oh.
Then, after game one, the game one blowout in Oakland, Cavs in five. 0-2. Oh. Cavs in six. 0-3. Now it's Cavs in seven, and now you're wanting to write something down. Come on, man. This thing's going to be over when they go back to Oakland. Golden State's going to take care of business. Kevin Durant will be named the finals MVP, and the official passing of the torch will have taken place, and Kevin Durant will officially be the best player in the NBA.
So he'll be better than Jordan?
Today. I'm not talking about all time. I'm talking about today. The torch is passing in this series.
My thing is, did you see the Cleveland Cavaliers last night punch back?
They're throwing haymakers. They had no choice. I mean, they've been beat up. It's like a prize fight. They have been beaten up for 10, 11 rounds. I'm talking about caved in, eyes swollen up, looking like Rocky Balboa in the Rocky movies. And they threw a haymaker. Rocky threw the haymaker last night that hit Ivan Drago and cut him. But this ain't no Rocky movie. Warriors are fixing to take care of business in game five.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting. The rain's gone, y'all. Get your fishing gear. Get back on the boat. Do what you got to do. The number to get your calls in, 912-275-7017. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Here's your trivia question. If you don't get this one, we may stop doing trivia questions if you don't get this one.
I mean, if you ever watch an Atlanta Braves rain delay, you should get this.
Yeah. No, driven. Who did the Braves draft number one overall in 1991? Who did the Braves draft number one overall in 1991? I will give you a gift card to Marshside Grill, and I'll give you a free The Game t-shirt. 912-275-7017. 912-275-7017. Who did the Braves draft number one overall in the 91 MLB draft?
I'll take a Marshside.
It wasn't LeBron James.
I'll take a Marshside gift card.
I know you will.
And go use it for lunch today.
I know you'll do that too.
I've already got a t-shirt.
Yes, you do.
But I'm in CrossFit, so I'm starting to drop this gut, a little bit of this gut, so I might have to go down to an XL instead of a double X. So I'm in process, so I might need a new t-shirt here upcoming soon as well.
I'll keep that in mind. You can pretty much get one whenever you want.
Yeah.
Since you're the co-host of the most listened to sports talk show in all of Southeast Georgia.
Well, if you keep coming on here saying LeBron's the greatest of all time, our ratings are going to start diving, dude. We got to clean that up.
Did you see how well he played last night when the chips were down and you had to do something? Did you see how well he played?
The chips are down. You had to do something. I guess he didn't want to play golf. He didn't want to play golf for three more days, right? Because he's fixing to break out the golf clubs in less than a week. LeBron James.
Yeah, and when they come back from the 3-0 deficit.
No, he'll be playing golf by next Tuesday or Wednesday. When's game five? Sunday?
I don't know.
Okay, well, the following morning after game five, LeBron will have a tee time somewhere.
Write it down.
Okay.
The Cavs will be the first team to come back from a 3-0 deficit in NBA history.
Wow.
This segment brought to you by Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. The Joanna Gaines collection at Jessup Furniture right now. They'll take good care of you.
And you could go get some of that furniture, set it up in your living room, and watch the Warriors send LeBron to the golf course. Go get your furniture today. And you can get a comfortable seat right in front of the TV and watch the greatest player of all time pass the torch to Kevin Durant and start working like Tony Romo on his golf game.
This is why I feel like the Cavs are going to come back. Last night, all their big three, everybody showed up.
They showed up.
Kyrie had a big game. LeBron had a big game. Kevin Love had a good game. Those three, finally, in the same game, all put it together at the same time. And they showed, they broke the single game scoring record in NBA's final game.
They hit 24 threes last night.
Exactly.
Okay. I bet you they don't hit 24 threes in Oakland. I bet you they'll need 24 threes to win game five. And I bet you this, Kevin Durant is going to be the finals MVP.
How can you be? Well, who was the last player to win an MVP on a losing team? Because that's pretty much what you're.
No, Kevin Durant is going to be the finals MVP.
If all three of Cleveland's big three.
They played good in game one.
Playing like they did in game four.
They played good in game three.
At the same time.
They played good in game one.
Golden State has no answer.
You killing me. Wow.
I'm just telling you the truth.
You've been telling me the truth for 2 weeks. And now what you do is revise the truth every time we come on the air. Now, write it down. It's first team in history that's going to come back. Man, it was a sweep 2 weeks ago. Now it's the first team in history that's coming back from an 0-3 deficit.
If all three...
Killing
did
me.
You see how well they played when the chips were down, their backs were against the wall? Did you see that?
They had no choice but to play well. That was it. They had to suck it up. That's all they can do.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons and online at advancedrehab.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simons, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineered Hardwood Flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery. 912-265-9696 or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813. The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckeratty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.
More Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game with Jay Bish and Kip.
Welcome back to the game. I'm Kip Branch with Jay Bish and his constantly revisionist history as it relates to NBA Finals. This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply and Peachtree Pest Control. Now we go into the weekend review.
And here we go. Albert Pujols, congrats on your 600th home run. It was the most under-the-radar 600th home run in baseball history.
But non-steroids.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Anaheim Angels. UFC 300, also known as NBA Finals, Game 5. Malik Zaire will transfer from Notre Dame to Florida. Don't sweat it, SEC fans. If you can't cut it at Notre Dame, how on God's green earth are you going to be any good playing against SEC defenses?
I agree.
Okay, so I'm going to concede LeBron is not the greatest player to have ever lived. Kevin Durant is. And LeBron and Jordan are 2A and 2B.
Durant's the man.
How many other former NBA guys can come out and say their championship team from 20 years ago can beat Golden State? Okay, let me try. My 1992 championship Little League basketball team could beat Golden State. I have to admit, that was pretty fun. Matt Whistler, three words. One last chance. And these are my thoughts.
You think your 92 team could get a game off of the Warriors?
If we were down 3-0, we'd come back.
Backs against the wall, huh?
Moving on.
Okay.
Moving on.
Backs against the wall.
Bartolo Colon is on the disabled list for the Atlanta Braves.
And needs to retire.
Odds are he's likely going to be released when he comes off the disabled list. This is why the Braves chose to disable him instead of release him. Today, the Braves are going to start Matt Whistler and Sean Newcomb, two highly touted pitching prospects in their organization. If either one of those guys has a quote-unquote quality start, when Bartolo Colon comes off the DL, he's gone.
He should have been. Yeah, he needs to retire. Bartolo Colon, what, 44 years old, has had a great career.
84.
He's had a good career. I mean, I don't know how many games he's won, over 200 games, but.
He was born in 22.
So he just needs to retire. He's had a good run. Have you? I don't know the splits, but I bet his first inning ERA is probably one of the worst in the history of starting pitchers in baseball all time.
Here's something crazy. In his last nine starts, he's given up 54 runs. In nine starts, 54 runs.
Probably 48 of them were in the first inning.
So the Braves, the interesting thing that I read is the Braves general manager came out and said, I'm not going to quote him, but I'm paraphrasing. The Braves organization wants to get a look at their younger talent at the major league level. And here's the interesting part, especially in the rotation. And so since he's made that statement, the two guys in the rotation that have stunk it up, Julio Teheran and R.A. Dickey, R.A. Dickey 2 nights ago, lights out. Julio Tehran last night, lights out.
Great starts. I watched that game last night. I mean, watched most of it. And he did have a great start. Braves came back and won the game late. Swanson's starting to hit the ball, babe. He's starting to hit the baseball. I like what I'm seeing out of him. But we're talking about starting pitchers. Braves got to get the Braves offense is good. I think Braves have a quality. I think they've got some players that they can hit, score runs, but they just have not pitched well all season. And why didn't he make this move a month ago?
Don't get me started. Because here's the thing. All we've heard for 2 years from the Braves front office is how we're rebuilding the farm system.
Right.
We're going to rebuild with kids. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So in the offseason, you're stockpiled with young pitching. Stockpiled with it.
Right.
So here's an idea. We're 12 deep. We are 12 deep as far as young starting pitchers that are either right there at the cusp or ready, hypothetically. We got 12 deep, okay? Yeah. Let's go out and sign 3 veteran pitchers to take up 3 starting rotation spots away from 3 possible potential prospects that we could see what they have or what they don't have.
And 2 of the 3 veterans are old enough to start being in rocking chairs. I mean, R.A. Dickey's, what, 40?
Yeah, and look.
Yeah, he's pitching good. I mean, he's a knuckleballer, okay? He can last.
Dickey had a good start a couple nights ago,
yeah.
But he has not been good for the majority of the year. Bartolo Colon's been awful. Jaime Garcia's been okay. You know, he's been pretty much the one bright spot. Julio Tehran, who's supposed to have been the ace, hasn't been good. So,
you get rid of Julio?
You can't, because with the ceiling on Julio Tehran, if you trade him, you should have traded him last year. You can't trade him low. You have to trade him high because of how high his ceiling is.
Right.
So to trade him low, you're doing yourself a disservice. So you just have to hold on to him and hope he rebounds.
So you don't get him, you don't dump him at the trading deadline for prospects?
No.
Well, because don't even need prospects.
Because even if you do, you're not going to get from how he's pitched to this point. Now, he might turn around going forward, but how he's pitched to this point, you're not going to get any impact prospects for him anyway. So what's the point? Just hold on to him. Hope he turns it around. There's more value in him turning it around for your organization than there is dealing him and getting mid to low grade prospects in return. This segment brought to you by Catch 228, CPOM's Coastal Realty, and Mateos. By the way, Mateos has got an app that you can download on your Apple or your Android, and you can download the app, order online, and a whole bunch of other cool stuff with the app. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Who did the Braves draft? Number 1 in the 1991 draft, 912-275-7017. I'll give you a gift certificate to Marshside Grill, as well as a free the game t-shirt.
You got me hungry talking about Mateos, Jason.
It's good stuff.
That house salad there with that creamy Italian dressing, that might be the best house salad in Glynn County. It's good.
2 years ago, the Braves came out and said, Alex Wood is going to be one of the guys that we build our rotation around.
He's doing well elsewhere, correct?
5-1 for Los Angeles. 24-year-old left-handed starter who is having success at the major league level. We were also told Jose Peraza, who, by the way, is now the starting second baseman for the Reds, Jose Peraza is going to be the leadoff hitter of the future for this organization. Okay?
Right.
2 years ago, that's what we were told. 6 months after that statement was made, both Alex Wood and Jose Peraza shipped to Los Angeles for Jose Oliveira, who's not even with the organization anymore. And in even that trade, Oliveira was a 30-year-old third baseman slash outfielder. So essentially what you did is you traded a 24-year-old left-handed starter who was coming into the prime of his career and was having success at the major league level for a 30-year-old third baseman.
Do the Braves not have a history of this? I mean, we can put the local spin on it. Way back, you trade Adam Wainwright to the Cardinals for J.D. Drew.
Yeah, I guess I understand what you're saying. I guess my point is, though, like the here and now, we've listened to we're going to rebuild with this group of guys. Jose Peraza and Alex Wood was a part of that. Then you ship those out.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to rebuild with this group of guys. And then we go out and sign three veteran pitchers in the rotation.
And then you get, you know, I watch a lot of Braves baseball with my dad, and he's been upset ever since they got rid of Simmons at shortstop.
I don't blame him. Again.
I mean, does that make any sense?
No. No, it didn't.
Best defensive shortstop in the National League. I mean, and now where's he at? Doing well?
Today we are going to get a sneak peek at Sean Newcomb, who right now is the Braves' top pitching prospect. The number 15 overall pick in the 2014 draft. So he's not even 3 years in. He's already at the major league level making his debut. Left-handed starter, a lot of good stuff, high ceiling. He has potential to be a number one shutdown ace. So we're going to get a sneak peek at him today, see what he can do at the major league level, and we're going to get to look at Matt Whistler one more time to try and make his case that he is major league ready.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490. Computer issues? No problem. Let the pros at Network Monkeys take away the stress and get your PC running back to top shape. Whether it be virus removal, custom builds, upgrades, or whatever. If it has to do with a computer, Network Monkeys has you covered. And now Network Monkeys offers tutoring for those of us that are less than tech savvy. 3831 Community Road, 912-466-0906 or online at networkmonkeys.com.
You're in the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Braves have just officially called up and activated Sean Newcomb for today, and to make room, this just came across the wire, to make room, they optioned down Jason Hirsch, relief pitcher, who they called up just a few days ago to take Bartolo Colon's spot on the roster when they disabled him. So he's in major leagues for about 3 days, and now he's back in Gwinnett.
Not a long drive.
No. No, it's not. Hey. It's a stressful drive, yeah, but it's not long.
Hey, Coach, which ballpark am I going to today? Yeah, go to Gwinnett. Maybe we'll see you in a few more weeks. Yeah.
This segment brought to you by Express Lube and Alan Tucker. Express Lube will take care of your car like no one else will, like you would. Take your car to Express Lube, oil changes, and everything else that you can think of. The SEC made a rule change this past week, basically to accommodate Malik Zaire to transfer to Florida. That's really kind of what happened here. Their graduate transfer rule, they had pretty stringent, restrictions upon a GPA that allowed graduate transfers to transfer in to the SEC from outside the SEC. You had to have a certain GPA, even if you'd already graduated from where you were. And it was a pretty stringent rule. They backed off that rule, brought the GPA down, and now Malik Zaire from Notre Dame fits into that category because his GPA didn't quite fit where it needed to be. Now it does. He's going to transfer to Florida.
And, you know, Florida in the last couple of years has been kind of a quarterback graveyard.
So, no joke.
And so we'll see what kind of impact that has on the Gators quarterback scenario. I just don't understand, you know, how, you know, we're talking about us SEC transfer rules, and we'll get back to that. In a state as talent rich as Florida, Jason, how come they don't have a productive quarterback? They went in with defense in Gainesville. They just, offense has basically stunk it up for the last 2 or 3 years.
I don't really have an answer. That's a really good question.
I mean,
I'll Google it.
25 million people. You can't tell me you can't find a quality quarterback in the state of Florida with the high school football that they have down there.
Well, typically the four big recruiting states, Georgia, Florida, Texas, and California, those are your four big ones
right.
in the recruiting wars. So, yeah, I mean, I would agree with you. Florida is part of the big four in the recruiting states. You would think there'd be a quarterback somewhere in the state.
But they just have struggled at the quarterback position. I guess that started with Muschamp, and it's kind of carried over to McElwain. But, man, I just that's a head-scratcher every fall when you watch SEC football. Knowing what they had when Spurrier was there, they had the most productive quarterbacks in the country year in and year out. But now they can't find anybody that can throw it through this door right here that we're broadcasting,
which is about 2 feet. They were fun to watch. The whole fun and gun under Spurrier. Even when Urban Meyer was there, they were a fun team to watch. Now they're a fun team to watch for a different reason, because of their defense has been so good that has allowed their program to keep winning.
Right.
But their offense has been atrocious. I mean, atrocious. And of course it falls back to not only the quarterback, they haven't really had a ton of playmakers on offense either, which is another stunning thing when you're in the state of Florida and you're the flagship school for the state, that you're not getting your fair share of playmakers from your state.
They've been losing some recruiting wars down there. And, you know, Florida should have a top five recruiting class every year. And they haven't had that probably in 3 or 4 years now. And that's kind of, if you're a Gator fan, that's kind of be kind of concerning to you.
Beyond concerning. This segment brought to you by Floors and More, Fox's Pizza Downtown, and Parkwood Podiatry. Guys, if your feet are a mess, Parkwood Podiatry will straighten them out. It's beach season. Can't be out there with yellow toenails and
you can't do that.
Skin scraggling off your ankles, guys.
Can't have that. But SEC transfer rule. Georgia benefited last year from the SEC transfer rule. They brought in Maurice Smith, and he was a valuable asset to that secondary in Athens. And Alabama didn't want it to happen. And, you know, it did. And, you know, you're going to constantly look at this transfer rule and tweak it. And, you know, if I'm an Ole Miss fan, Jason, I'm kind of glad.
Are you an Ole Miss fan?
If I'm an Ole Miss fan, I'm kind of glad the subject is SEC transfer rules instead of the garbage they've been doing on the recruiting front over there for the last 4 or 5 years. So They probably came out of this as a winner. They want to talk SEC transfer rules all day if you're in Ole Miss, because the NCAA set up shop in Oxford. So it's a funny rule and again, if you graduated from college and you have a degree, what the heck does it matter what your GPA is? You got a college degree in hand. Why are we splitting hairs over your GPA? I mean, that's just...
Yeah. And going back to the Florida thing, them having no quarterback, Malik Zaire transferring in from Notre Dame, this guy transferring in isn't exactly a game breaker himself. He had lost out at Notre Dame as being the starter, and so he was going to ride the pine. That's why he's transferring. So he's coming to Florida. He's, of course, you know, he was highly recruited in college or in high school, and 4-star, 5-star guy. He ends up going to Notre Dame. Doesn't work out. So now he's going to transfer to Florida. But realistically, this is kind of what you're looking at. A 59% passer, 816 yards, 16 touchdowns, no picks, 324 yards rushing, and 2 touchdowns on the ground. That's in 15 appearances. 15 appearances. So essentially 15 games. 816 yards, 16 touchdowns, 59%, 324 on the ground in 15 games.
Against Purdue and Navy and
yep,
people like that, not Georgia, Tennessee, LSU, people like that. That's a whole different animal there. And that's what he's coming into. So, Gator fans, if you can't start at Notre Dame, how are you going to start at Florida?
Well... What I can't figure out is what's going on with Felipe Franks down at Florida. If you're not familiar with Felipe Franks, 4-star guy from the state of Florida, dual threat quarterback, all the potential in the world. He commits to Florida. Florida uses a shirt on him last year. He didn't play any. They redshirted him. So now one would think that he would be the guy to step in as a redshirt freshman to kind of take Florida's offense and them kind of mold him and then have him familiarize himself with the system and be the guy for the next, you know, at least 3 years, right?
Right.
Instead, they've accepted Malik Zaire as a transfer, which says to me that maybe Felipe Franks isn't the answer that we thought he was going to be at Florida.
Or Florida thinks they can win right away with the talent on their roster, and they got an opportunity to bring in a seasoned quarterback and not have the growing pains with a redshirt freshman. I mean, I'm just trying to think out of the box here. I don't know.
One thing that you do very well.
I appreciate that.
Is think out of the box. Most of your thinking is out of the box.
Out of the box. I gotcha.
Kip, you start out of the box. Most folks start in the box and work their way. You do it the other direction.
I mean, I'm trying to help you understand what intangibles mean. We're going to get to that.
The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at CoastalOutdoorsFH.com.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the Mowers Landscape Pros Trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call, 265-2388. The home for oysters on St. Simon's, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, and don't miss Catch 228's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May 20th. 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at SeaPalmsCoastalRealty.com.
More Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Kip Branch. Look, guys, this isn't hard. We shouldn't be this far in the show with this trivia question still out there, but we are. I'm just going ahead and taking a stance. If we don't get a winner to this question this week, We're doing away with the trivia.
Well, the audience is in shock. First, you come on the air today, and you start saying that Cleveland's going to be the first team in the history of NBA that comes back from an 0-3 deficit. The mouths fell open, and they're just in shock.
Did you see how well they played when the chips were down? They had to get something done.
Yeah. And see, our audience is just they're in shock over that, and they haven't had time to focus on this easy trivia question because they're sitting here, the faithful listeners like Rob Asbell and people like that, they're sitting here saying, Jason, why every week do you revise this NBA Finals prediction? It was a sweep, 5, 6, 7. Now, first team in history to come back from 0-3.
See, this is the way I feel. I'm telling you the truth. This is honestly how I feel. I feel like I tell the truth a lot more than I don't. And I feel like that I am the most unbiased sports mind in this area.
Okay.
And that's where I'm at.
Obviously, you might feel that way.
I do, very strongly.
But obviously, the things that have come out of your mouth here recently would lead others to believe that you have absolutely no idea what you're talking about as it relates to LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're in the throwback segment. We're covering all the segments that...
And, of course, Kip goes LeBron James.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first segment, NBA Finals. We're having a passing of the torch right now. Understand that. I'm going to knock on wood right here. Maybe it's like open up, just open your mind up. There's a passing of the torch going on in the NBA right now. Kevin Durant is going to be officially the best player in the NBA next week.
Audience, I was about to give you the trivia question, but Kip hijacked the segment. So let's try this again.
Okay. I'm just telling you why they have not been able to focus on it, because you started the show with this today.
Okay, so here's a trivia question.
Okay.
Who did the Braves draft number one overall in 1991? Look, if we don't get a right answer to this question, we're doing away with the trivia questions. Because we've had a long streak of pathetic answers to our trivia questions. We haven't had someone get one right in, gosh, at least 3 weeks. So
about the time you started this LeBron stuff, see, people can't focus, man. That's when it started. We started not getting answers to questions because people are sitting back and they're listening and say, "Where is this guy pulling this stuff from?" So back to the trivia question.
I get my internet. I get my info off the internet.
Okay, obviously, you do.
If it's on the internet, man.
Okay.
Fact.
I gotcha.
This segment brought to you by Big City Cleaners and Coors Fabric Care, Nat's Landing, and Boyd's Transmissions. Downtown Brunswick, North Street, Boyd's Transmissions.
Sweet potato fries at Nat's Landing are next level. They're good.
Much like the Cleveland Cavaliers, what they're going to be in the next three games. Next level.
Mm-mm. They're going to lose in game five. And, you know, we got to get to some other topics. So we spent enough time on this. The Cleveland Cavaliers are going to lose the NBA Finals in five games. Write it down. You said write it down. Write it down. Cleveland. Warriors in five.
I'm writing it down.
Cleveland. Kevin Durant, Cleveland. Finals MVP. Write it down. Cleveland. And then the sports media in Kings. This country is going to anoint Kevin Durant as the best player in the NBA. And LeBron is going to be, you're going to hear all this talk about, well, he didn't have no help, and Kevin Love, and he didn't, these guys don't step up, and they can't produce, and all this kind of stuff. And LeBron had to do everything himself. He's tired, and he's maybe going to opt out of his contract in Cleveland.
Am I still supposed to be writing?
No, I'm just, oh, okay. I'm just,
because I was, cause I just, was having a hard time keeping up with all that.
This is the sports in this country, and he's going to opt out and try to find the best thing for LeBron James to do. Really, if he wants to get those six rings, is opt out of Cleveland and join the Golden State Warriors. That's what he needs to do if he wants to get those six rings to tie Michael Jordan. That's what he needs to do. That's his only option, is to opt out of Cleveland and have everybody in Cleveland burn his stuff again like they did before. Now he's the greatest thing since sliced bread when he came back. Opt out, go to Golden State. Champion.
But he's going to win a championship this year, why would he do that?
He's not winning.
Jason thinks he's being smart, but everyone listening to him says, what is he talking about?
There you go. That's LeBron's not winning the championship. Unless he's going to get on eat pancakes or something. He might win a pancake contest. I don't know. But he's not winning an NBA championship this season.
This segment brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Coconut Kev's. Urgent Med 1, Brunswick and St. Simon's, two convenient locations. Get in, out, on with your life.
What was the other two segments? You got me worked up about these NBA finals. The Braves. Rotation. You know, bring the kids up. Let's see what they can do. Can't do any worse than Bartolo Colon's done this whole season.
In 2 weeks, in a month, I'll do that. In a month, the Braves rotation is going to look vastly different. Sean Newcomb or Matt Whistler is going to be in the rotation one, and maybe both of those guys, because we're starting to head close to trade deadline in a month. We'll be really right there. Probably R.A. Dickey. Definitely Jaime Garcia is going to get moved. No question with the way he's pitched. So that's going to open up some spots in your rotation once you start dealing these guys away for more prospects. Hopefully they'll get some position player prospects, because that's what the organization desperately needs. There's a huge shortage of that in the organization, is quality position players. Plenty of pitching.
Oh, they've drafted, you know, last year, you know, they needed a bat and they needed position players, and they continually draft pitchers every year, if you've noticed that last few years.
The MLB draft is on Monday.
Yes.
The Braves pick fifth.
They'll probably draft a pitcher. That's what they do. I mean, the blueprint, that's what they're doing right now. I mean, I'd be surprised. Well, hold on. I've been wrong before, but not much when it comes to sports. But we'll see what they do.
By not much, you mean every week?
I mean, my prediction on the NBA Finals is about to come true. I mean, that's the only thing we've been talking about for a couple of weeks now. It's the NBA Finals, and you've waffled and whiffed and revised, and you know, you just, you're having a hard time dealing with this. Is it called stubbornness? I don't know.
This is what I've got to say to you.
What?
Did you see how well the Cavs played when the chips were down and they had to get it done? No choice. Like, we must get this game. Did you see how they came together and how aggressive they were and how well they played when their backs were against the wall? That's the sign of a championship team.
Yeah, that's the sign of a team that just wants to avoid a sweep.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. Both Fredrika and Brunswick Heights football teams trekked up to the University of South Carolina for a 7-on-7 tourney this weekend. The tournament is comprised of over 20 teams from Georgia and South Carolina. Speaking of the Pirates, three players received offers this past week. Jalen Jackson from Liberty University, Cam Futch from West Georgia, and Sherrod Frazier from Georgia Southern. In Terror Nation, Glenn's standout linebacker, Hunter Hall, took a visit to Kennesaw State this past week. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSC Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
To Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. You're in the game.
I think I'm going to have the bumpers redone and say, now back to Jason Bishop, the most enlightened sports mind in this area, and Kip Branch, the guy that's never right.
No. The numbers, you know, the facts are what they are, brother. And, you know, we'll see.
Okay, so now's that segment to where we get stuff that we didn't get to during the show. This is our quick hits. Cue the bed.
Jason, Hunter Hall, standout linebacker for Glenn Academy, got his first offer this week from the University of West Georgia. Keep in mind, West Georgia had two players drafted in the April NFL draft, more than any school in this state.
Also, same topic, Hunter Hall took a visit to Kennesaw State University this past week, which is my alma mater. Hunter, I think this is against recruiting rules. I'm not sure, but Hunter, go to Kennesaw State.
Cam Futch also received an offer from West Georgia this week. And just yesterday, he received an offer from Tuskegee Institute in Alabama. So the offers are starting to come in for some of these local athletes.
Cam Futch, when all is said and done, probably is going to be able to pick what football school he wants to go play at. Good physical body, big kid, a lot of speed, a lot of heart, a lot of physicality. He is going to be a steal
for somebody.
For somebody.
You're right. Frederica Academy went to the Columbia 707 tournament, University of South Carolina, and they finished in the top eight. They made it to the finals.
Brunswick High also went to that state to the same thing, same tournament.
They did not. They played in a different bracket. They bracketed teams based upon the size of their schools. And Frederica came out of their bracket. Brunswick High didn't come out because they lost a tiebreaker by 2 points. But there's some good teams up there. Former Brunswick High head coach Victor Floyd had his Chester team there. So there was some good teams up there.
Brunswick High linebacker Sherrod Frazier, another kid that's probably going to be just littered with offers that when all is said and done, another steal for somebody, took an official visit to Georgia Southern this past week.
Sherrod's got probably 8-10 offers right now from some pretty big schools, Washington State, people like that. Sherrod still got to get his test score, but he's probably up to about 190, 194, 5 pounds now. He runs under a 4.5 40.
Do you think he's big enough to play linebacker at the collegiate level? Because I don't.
I think he starts out as a safety, and depending how he grows in college and the weight program and a meal of 3 meals a day, he could bulk up to a linebacker. I don't know.
I see him as a safety. I really do.
I know this, that the plans for him this season is he's coming off the edge like a madman a lot this season.
This segment brought to you by Watermarks Printing and Brunswick Country Club. Weather is nice out, guys. It's golf time. Break out, get your clubs out of the garage.
Passing of the torch this week in the NBA.
This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, 912-275-7017. We'll still take your call. Who did the Braves draft number one overall in the 1991 draft? We'll take it. You were saying?
Passing of the torch happens this week in the NBA.
Dumb. Something dumb.
Yeah, the torch is being handed off as we speak. And it's going to, you know, LeBron's getting old. He's starting to wear down a little bit, his stamina. He's trying to do everything. He doesn't have any help. Kevin Durant's about to take the torch and become the face of the NBA, starting after this Game 5 victory.
Did you see how well the Cavs played when the chips were down and their back was to the wall? That's what a championship team does.
That's what a championship team does to avoid getting swept. And that's what that was. I got a coworker, Jess. I got to tell this story. He's a Cavs fan. He comes in every day, Cavs, 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 until the finals start. And then, you know, lose game one, lose game two, lose game three. So I went into the supply closet after game three, and I got a broom out of the supply closet, and I put it in his chair at work, and he found it when he came in the same day. But he swore that they were going rise up and do what the championship teams do when their backs are against the wall.
Like they did in game four.
Like they did in game four, but they're not going to do it in game five because they're going to Oakland in a place where they historically get blown out in. Yeah, they won game seven last year, but they're getting blown out in game five.
This segment brought to you by Network Monkeys and the Strike Zone. Network Monkeys, any problems you have with your computer, they're your go-to fix it. We'll take care of it. We still see, this is the thing about doing shows with you. We have used 3 segments to talk about the NBA finals.
I mean, that's because you made it a focal point of your sports knowledge and sports acumen.
My enlightenment.
Enlightenment a couple of weeks ago. And I'm just pointing out the fact that you've been consistently wrong when it comes to the NBA. I mean, for crying out loud, you're a Hawks fan.
It depends on your definition of wrong.
I mean, are you not a Hawks fan? You like the Hawks?
Ish. I root for them.
That tells me all I need to know about your NBA knowledge.
I'm actually a Golden State Warrior fan.
Are you? Okay.
No. Yes.
If LeBron wants to get three more rings, he needs to go to Golden State. That's what he needs to do. He's not getting him. He's not going to get him in Cleveland. So where does he opt out and go next? Does he go with John Wall in Washington or somewhere where he can ride somebody's coattails like he did D. Wade and others to get rings?
Did you? Okay. Okay. Let's stop the stop the bus.
Okay.
I want to make sure I just heard you correctly. Okay. Did you just say that LeBron James was riding D. Wade's coattails in Miami? I want to make sure I heard that
right. Let me break it down for you.
No. Yes or no? Yes or no?
LeBron James has one title, and that's last year in Cleveland. If he doesn't play with D. Wade in Miami, D. Wade was the backbone of those teams. They don't win anything in Miami if it's not for D. Wade. Period.
Yes or no?
Yes.
That's why I'm the enlightened sports mind on this show.
LeBron doesn't win anything. D-Wade got Shaq his last title. LeBron goes down there, brings Chris Bosh. You know, they got this dynasty thing going. But they don't win anything in Miami without D-Wade. Period. End of story.
You can't see me because I'm doing radio, but it's probably...
Period. They don't win anything in Miami if it's not for D-Wade.
By the way, we're on Facebook Live now that we have like less than a minute. I'm letting you know we're on Facebook Live.
I mean, we had this discussion off air.
I'm just going to let you talk to the clock.
I mean, LeBron James is a great player, Maybe the second best player of all time. He knows how to pick teams to win championships. He finds somebody that he can ride and he gets his titles.
That's our outro cue.
Oh, okay. Passing of the torch in the NBA coming up soon. Tune in. Watch Kevin Durant assume
You've been listening to The Game with Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch. Follow The Game on Facebook and look for the podcast on SouthernSportsEdition.com. The Game will be back next week on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go. 912-267-0248.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simon's locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simon's, and online at advancedrehab.com.